Welcome to the Barth Calderone Culture of Leadership Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women's President's Organization, Vistage, the Young President's Organization, Tiger 21, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock, and thank you for jumping on Wealth Protector TV. I'm the host, and I'm here with a colleague of mine, Craig Strom, a colleague at Barth Calderone. We're a law firm, estate planning, asset protection, business planning, and there's some big things coming up. We're going to jump into it. It has to do with potential change come November with a new administration, and Biden wins the election. And I want to say up front, this is not a political discussion. This is about estate planning and what could happen, and just to be prepared for the potential regime change and what can happen. So Craig, we're getting into this. Tell us what is going on with estate planning and the potential change here.
Great question, Paul. Thank you. I appreciate being on. The current estate tax limits have gone up and up and up for, and then what I mean by that is the estate tax exemptions. They've gone up to the point where they're not that many people have to worry about the estate tax issue. And the, as you mentioned it, the proposed changes to that, Biden has been very public about it. And if ultimately we end up with a change in the White House, we could see the estate tax limits. That's the limit at which you start having an estate tax problem. We could see those limits come way down, as low as $1 million or less, where now a lot of folks who have not had to worry about estate taxes in their estate planning, they now have something to seriously consider. And it's a great time to actually do some planning now preemptively to make sure they're ready.
Yeah, because you've said offline that, you know, the estate tax, the exclusions have been $11 million for a single person around there. So not many people always feel like they have a problem because they stay within those thresholds. But the Biden proposal has those numbers, exclusions and so forth, coming way down. And new stuff on the table. What could be the outcome for people? I mean, what's involved here?
Well, here's the big picture is that first to understand that when an estate tax is calculated, they are looking at everything a husband or a husband and wife, a spouse, and their, you know, they own everything, their home, their rental home, inherited property, their cars. Heck, I've heard discussions with estate tax audits where they wrote down the value of the garden hose in the backyard.
Right,
so
right.
The whole point is it's the entirety of someone's estate. If you're now, let's say, for example, have an estate that could be valued over $650,000, those were the limits back in 1999, an estate valued over $650,000, everything over that could be hit with estate taxes to the tune of 50%+.
That was back in 99. Those were the numbers back then.
Yeah, back in 99. So we know that if, let's say, Biden is elected, they may not go for the absolute lowest numbers right away, but we want to prepare for what numbers could they go for in the long run.
Yeah, because there's a proposal on the table now, which could, by the Biden administration, to really change the numbers, bring them way down as far as the exclusions and other things, and it could start as early as January 1, 2021. So right. Your recommendation is people who haven't looked at their planning, or somebody who owns a business, owns property, needs to really look at what could change with a new administration and make sure you have your ducks in a row. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. Now is the time. Right now is the time to do some great preemptive planning, estate planning reviews that have been procrastinated for a long time because folks think, I don't have to worry about that. Well, you might have to worry about it quite a bit, and now's a great time to actually get that stuff taken care of.
Yeah, it's great advice, and that starts with, you know, getting with you one-on-one to really get an assessment, getting with an attorney. part of your team and taking a deep dive into what people have and if they're going to be impacted and what they can do to solve the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Now's the time. It's always a great time, but now especially what might be coming soon, right around the corner, less than 60 days.
Great. Well, Craig, great reminder for all of us. Thanks so much and glad to have you on.
Take care. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thank you.